And welcome to this August 13th edition of Between the Lines, a ribbon cutting and open house for the new Fond du Lac Public Training Safety Center on North Rolling Meadows Drive taking place this afternoon. The facility will be used by both the police department and Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue to conduct exercises to better prepare personnel for emergency situations. Assistant Fire Chief Eric Gerritsen will join us on the next segment of the show. It's an impressive facility, and it's open to the public this afternoon from 4 to 6:30. And if you get a chance, check it out. That's on North Rolling Meadows Drive. You may have heard in the news this morning, two Waupun men arrested in connection with bank robberies in Menominee Falls and Washington County. We'll talk with Waupun Deputy Police Chief Jeremy Roche to find out how those arrests went down. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. And another ribbon cutting ceremony is planned for later this afternoon for a new multi-purpose trail at Lakeside Park. We'll talk with a member of the leadership Fond du Lac team coming up on the final segment of the show to talk about this new multi-purpose hiking and biking trail at Lakeside Park. That's coming up on the final segment of the show. Seems hard to believe, back to school less than a month away. And as kids return to school and are involved in athletic activities, a lot of kids increasingly likely to play their chosen sport year round, but more time on the field also bringing greater risk of experiencing sports-related injuries. And it's important as kids return to school that they get a preseason physical. Joining us on the first segment of the show, a chiropractor with Agnesian Healthcare, Dr. Nicholas Deer, joins us in the studio. Pleasure having you on the program. So here we are, less than a month away. That a lot of the student athletes, football in particular, have been practicing, I think, since school ended.
Pretty darn close, yeah. I know officially practices started for a lot of schools in the last 2 weeks, but they have really started pretty much since the end of their season.
All right. As kids go back to school, I suppose the first thing that we need to think about is making sure that the young athlete, and not just the athlete, but kids in general, should parents have a talk with them about, okay, are physically feel okay?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the parents should be involved in their child or their student athlete's health and making sure they're okay. Number one for them also is to make sure their physicals for WIA are all up to date, or their alternate year cards. We want to make sure that the kids, you know, bodies are able to do what they have to do for those sports. So we want to make sure, like I said, that the sports physicals are up to date. Along with that, making sure they're talking to their student or their children about any injuries that they've sustained either at practice or during the games. There has to be kind of an open line of communication between the two of them, because as a student, they may not want to miss those upcoming games or upcoming practices.
Right.
Either.
Well, you've heard the saying, no pain, no gain, but there is such a thing as participating in pain-free sports and activities.
Absolutely. I actually truly don't believe in that, because usually when there's pain, that means there's something wrong. And when we start, say we sprain an ankle and we start to favor that leg, now we're going to cause other injuries to our body, and that'll set us back even farther in recovery time or getting healthy just in general.
But there's also the pressure on a lot of these kids to push, you know, push through that pain, to show that they're tough, that they can.
Yes, that is true. There is a stigma of the no pain, no gain and wanting to push through. But at some point, they really do need to listen to their body and be open with their parents and coaches to let them know when things are wrong.
Because that can lead to a more serious condition.
Absolutely. You know, say it starts off as just a headache, but then what if they do have a concussion that we don't know about, or they have a shoulder that hurts, maybe they have a rotator cuff injury. So we want to make sure that they are open with their coaches, and the coaches and parents need to be understanding too of the health and well-being of the child too.
What takes place when a student gets a preseason physical?
Preseason physical usually consists of, you know, listening to heart and lungs, making sure joints are all, you know, okay, there's no aches and pains that need to be assessed. along with eye vision issues. That should be always assessed because we want to make sure that they're able to see and understand what's going on around them.
So making sure that it in turn keeps that student from further injuring themselves during
Absolutely.
Play if a condition is present or
Correct.
Needs to be treated, something
Correct.
Like that.
Yep.
We were talking before we were on the air about the trend of a lot of kids now participating in one sport year round, specializing in a sport.
Yes. I don't personally with my children, I actually have them play more than one sport because a lot of sports work hand in hand, from hockey and lacrosse to maybe soccer and basketball, from the cardio aspect, the hand-eye coordination, they all work together. So it just furthers that student athlete's ability to improve their abilities.
All right. From a chiropractic viewpoint, what is your biggest concern if a student is specializing in one sport that repeatedly uses the same muscles and joints over and over and over again?
When we start to stress those joints an undue amount, let it be excessive bending and twisting or lifting, it starts to cause an undue stress on those joints, which can start one number number one, it'll start to increase the likelihood of an injury. And number two, what it'll do is cause further damage down the line. Let it be 1 year down the line or as they get older as an adult, those joints tend to break down and wear down. So we start to notice problems as we get older. We're kind of a product of our past, and it starts to catch up with us at some point.
Right. Now, when my son was in school, grade school and middle school, and I was a volunteer baseball coach, there were some kids that were playing on not just our team, but other baseball
traveling
teams.
Traveling teams, club teams,
right,
city
so
teams.
They,
yep.
They were playing on two baseball teams.
Yeah, if not more.
If not yep. more.
Yeah, and right. depending on the position, say they were a pitcher. Now, I don't know how old your children are, but nowadays, they do regulate the number of innings the kid can pitch.
Right.
But if they're on more than one team, now who's regulating those innings? Is it the parents? Because it might be a different coach for each team. So nobody's regulating the innings that that child's pitching. So now will they have shoulder issues? Will they have elbow issues or wrist issues? If they're a catcher, maybe they're squatting and catching for two or three games in a day, but they play
right.
you know, two or three days in a row. So now are they going to end up with knee pain down the line or back pain?
Right. So how important is it for kids before they engage in any kind of physical activity to stretch, to warm up?
Stretching beforehand is extremely important to help prevent those injuries, loosen up those muscles, not just stretch, but maybe do some jogging, get those muscles really kind of warmed yeah. up and the blood flowing. I actually highly recommend making sure we actually do a cool down after because it's just as important as the stretching beforehand. Because a lot of times what happens with these kids is we stretch before, we play our sport or practice, then we go home and they sit down and play video games or they study if it's during the school year. And all those muscles that they've used now have started to tighten and contract and it's harder for them to warm up the next day and so forth, which will end up causing some injuries down the line if they're not stretching properly beforehand still.
All right. What advice do you have for the non-athlete going back to school?
For non-athletes going back to school, again, really talking with the parents because we want to make sure a lot of the issues we see are back pain and neck pain and headaches because they're carrying book bags around with excessive amounts of weight from their textbooks and their folders and their spirals. When they get into the classroom, a lot of desks aren't made for, you know, one person. They're kind of a general thing. So if you're a taller person, you have to squeeze into these desks that start to cause back pain. And then when we get also into the classroom, having to stare at computers or screens, vision problems, neck pain, looking down at the books, studying all night long, hopefully, those can start to lead to headaches. And the children don't always communicate that with their parents. And these are definitely things that we see in our office.
Can parents give you a call? They
Absolutely.
Have any questions?
Absolutely. They can give our office a call. The three doctors, Dr. Judkins, Dr. Henslin, and I, we're always more than willing to talk to parents about their student or their athlete or their student. And any issues that they may have that arise.
All right. Dr. Nicholas Deere, chiropractor with Agnesian Healthcare, Division of SSM Health. Dr. Deere, pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you very much.